What's up, fellas? So I came up with some red flags to let you know when you should not date a woman. All right? Now, keep in mind, this don't mean you don't fuck the motherfucker. We fuck these bitches too. All right? These just signs that you should not consider putting a girl in your rotation or date a girl. These are going to typically be the women that you fuck, and you probably need to keep it moving. All right, guys? So keep that in mind. This don't mean you see one of these signs and you haul ass. I ain't what I said. We fuck these hoes to sleep too. All right, so keep that in fucking mind. All right. The first thing, guys, is right off the bat, pushing for a relationship from the jump. All right, guys, this is a terrible sign. All right, when you see a woman, and how a woman would push for, how you can tell a woman is pushing for a relationship right from the jump, guys, is she'll be wanting to see you the next day, or say you, like, y'all went out on a Wednesday, and she'll be hinting around that she free tomorrow, or if she free Friday or some shit like that. She trying to move things along. All right, that's when you know a girl is trying to push for a relationship. This is not a good sign, because the way things work, guys, is a woman naturally has to screen a man out. A woman's supposed to have plenty of suitors that want to be with her, and she have to screen guys out. That's the way it is. When a woman walk out door, five guys supposed to be in her face every fucking day, and she have to weed guys out off of whatever she wants, all right? And that's the way the hierarchy works. Man, you ain't got to like it, but that's the way it is. A man has to prove himself to a woman. You ain't got to like it, but that's the fucking way it is, all right? And what do I mean by that? Well, a man has to go up and approach the woman and hope she wants to go on a date or give her his number. All right. So that you're trying to prove. And when you go up to her, what you trying to do? You trying to act confident and smooth and, you know, not show that you're nervous and shit like that. Show confidence. You trying to prove yourself. You're trying to prove that you're pre-selected, that, you know, this ain't nothing to you, that you used to getting women's numbers. You're proving yourself. Then you're going to wait a few days because you don't want to look needy and desperate. You're trying to prove that you're not, you know, too easy and that you ain't got nothing going on. So you wait 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, however long you want to fucking wait. But you waited, when actuality you wanted to call her when you got home, but you didn't. Why? Because you wanted to prove to her that you had a life, that you had other shit going on, that you're not desperate. Then you're going to call up and talk on the phone, and you're going to ask her out, and you want to sound like you got a good conversation going on for 5 or 10 minutes when you ask her out or whatever. Sound like you're an interesting person or whatever. So you're trying to prove that you have conversation skills, that you have social skills. All right. The woman don't give a damn about none of this bullshit. The woman don't give a duh. A woman will send you choosing signals, but that's all she going to do. She don't give a damn if you approach her, you don't. She ain't going to lose a wink of sleep over it. All right, by the time she turn that fucking corner, she won't even remember your ass. All right, so it's all up to a man. The woman has the vagina, and a man has to prove himself to her, his value. All right, when you go on a date, you ain't the woman. You ain't shit testing the woman. All right, you ain't shit testing her. All right, the most you gonna shit test her is by not complimenting her and shit like that. But the woman is gonna flat out shit test you with direct action, showing up late, texting on the phone. All right, she gonna direct being quiet and shit. She gonna directly shit test you, might poke fun at your shirt or something your hair do or something like that. Test to see what you made of. Might say, hey, drank this, even though you told her already you don't even drink alcohol. All right, so you trying to prove something to her. The woman ain't trying to prove shit to you. All right, so just that alone, when a woman is pushing for a relationship from the get-go, that tells me right there that she obviously don't have a lot of suitors that's pushing for a relationship with her. She probably got a lot of people that want to fuck her, right? But she don't got a lot of guys that are trying to get in a relationship with her. And that's caused her to be desperate with you. Now, what I say about this, guys, is we gonna fuck these hoes too, right? But the issue with this comes into play is that a woman should naturally not be like this. So if you see this, why would guys not want to be in a relationship with her? They probably know something you don't. You ever thought about that? Have you guys ever seen the gullible guy that was with a girl, dating a girl, and she the biggest slut, and everybody know but him, and everybody Everybody laughing at that motherfucker. You all remember that slut that was in school and the one fool who didn't know she was a slut? Everybody knew she was a slut but this sucker. Alright? And that's what you gonna have here. So you can either have that, she have a bad reputation, or something's wrong with her personality. Whatever the reason is, she don't have a lot of guys asking for her for relationships. All right, guys? And so maybe they know something that you don't know. I just want to put that out there, guys. All right? Maybe she sucked a lot of dicks in the country that you don't know about. Don't be that guy that's out with that slut, but you don't know her, and everybody laughing at you, and you thinking like you got this fine bitch. You know how you have these fine bitches sometimes, and everybody knows she'll slut but you. All right, guys? So you need to take heed to that. You don't want to be out with these girls. You want to be out with women that have value. All right? And the reason why you want, that means that other guys are seeking them. Sluts don't get that, guys. They get a lot of dick thrown their way, but they don't get a lot of guys wanting to take them out to eat. They don't get a lot of guys wanting to spend a lot of non-sexual attention with them. All they get is a bunch of dick emojis and shit like that. All right? They don't get that. And so when she meet a guy that don't know her reputation, she has a tendency to want to push for a relationship. All right? Do not put a girl in your rotation. I know we don't do relationships, but don't even put a girl in your rotation. It still looks bad. Alright, it looks bad to be out having drinks all the fucking time with the girl who suck all the goddamn dick. Alright, do you want me to say it like that? Alright, fuck it. That's how I said it, goddammit. Do not be out with this fucking girl. Maybe it's not that. Maybe she's got this weird introverted personality. Who fucking knows, guys? I don't know. Maybe she got a fucking crazy daddy or a crazy ex-boyfriend. I don't know. But it is definitely a red flag when you see a woman pushing for a relationship. Alright? A woman does not do that. A man is supposed to prove himself to the woman, all right? And then the woman selects out of her many guys that's pursuing her who she wants to spend, you know, most of her time mating with. That's the way it fucking goes, guys. I didn't make this rule. The woman don't propose to the man, all right? The woman don't ask the man out for a second date. The woman don't do shit. The man has to prove everything. When you leave the first date, you know, you and the woman, I'm ready to fuck right now. Shit, what you waiting on? You ain't got to prove shit to me. I'm ready to fuck right now. You got to prove something to the woman so she knows she want to mate with you. Because the woman don't want to sleep with a fucking simp. All right, guys? So that's the way that fucking works. A woman should not be pushing for a relationship. All right, from the jump. 2 months in, yes. 2 months in after you done, you know, put the high value on and shit like that and hit her with the charisma, yes. From the jump, the first week, no. All right, guys. Second would be showing too much high interest from the jump. And we all love high interest bitches. We love them. They easy. They text you in the morning. I'm not knocking women who show high interest. But 5 text messages a day? How much interest do you fucking got? All right, guys. So when I see this, this lets me know that this is probably going to be a woman that's needy. All right? You have high interest. You know, good morning, baby. Nice text in the morning. And maybe she texts you, good night, baby, at night. That's high interest. I can deal with that. Initiating contact. That's good. That makes you feel good. Let you know you ain't got to do all the pursuing. But 4-5 texts is a goddamn day. It ain't that much goddamn high interest in the fucking world. Now, we done went past high interest to fucking needy. All right, now this is very rare, guys. Don't expect this too much. And I'm going to tell you guys when you should expect this. And this would be more a reprimandum on you. If, let's say that general speaking, if you see a woman, and let's say she's generally senses and she is a 6. I understand that some guys, she might be a 10 and some guys she might be a 5. I get that. But let's just say the average guy says she's a 6. And let's say the average girl says you're an 8. I understand some women might see you as a 10, and I understand some women might see you as a 4. It's all in the eyes of the beholder. But let's just say the average girl sees you as an 8. The average girl say, oh, he's an 8. All right, and you dating a 6, that's when you're going to see a woman act high interest like that. Because she know she lucky. She feel like, oh, man, I can't believe I got this motherfucker. You generally don't see that with women who are on your level or higher. So, like, if you're the average guy, and let's say your average rating is an 8, and you dating a woman that's an 8, 9, or a 10, she don't act like that. Women only act like that when they feel like you are higher value than them. And what's wrong with that? Guys, I know they say women date up. But goddamn it, I date up too. All right? And I ain't finna be out with one of these goddamn sand poodles lowering my sexual market value being seen with a goddamn ass. All right? So if you fuck the motherfucker, fuck her, but keep it fucking moving. This is a direct indication of what she thinks her sexual market value is and what your sexual market value is. Women do not show that type of high interest, that type of crazy high interest, unless you're like two or three notches ahead of them. All right? So if she's generally speaking a seven and the average girl thinks you're a nine, that's when you'll see a woman act like that. A woman don't act like that if she's a seven and you're a seven. They don't act like that. So you need to, what you've done is you went and got that low-hanging fruit. All right? That's if, hey, you want to fuck the low-hanging fruit, fuck it. But this should not be in your rotation. And she's even confirming to you that you're a higher value than her. We date up too, baby. All right, we date up. We like the military. We aim high. All right, aim high, guys. If you're going to fuck with the low-hanging fruit, sneak the bitch in the back door at midnight. Make sure nobody see. Keep the lights down. And make sure that bitch leave before the sun come up. All right, make that's we fuck them, but, you know, you got to slip them in out the back door. Keep them moving. All right, guys. Third is, she complains that you don't call or text too much. Don't call or text enough. All right? This is an insecure-ass woman, guys. All right? You go on, fuck her. But the point being is, no matter what you do, it won't be enough. I've made this mistake way in the past, guys, with a woman like this. It don't matter. Three times a day, talk to her, hour one, it's not enough. It never be enough. You could compliment her, it's never enough. No matter what you fucking do, it will never be enough. She's an insecure woman, and if you're not calling her, she's starting to think you don't like her, and so she's starting to lose her fucking mind because her self-esteem is based off of how much she interacts with you throughout the day. All right? So no matter what you do, it'll never be enough. All right, guys? You'll never be able to stay on your purpose. You know what you'll be doing? You'll be on your fucking purpose wondering, did I call her enough today? Do that seem like some shit you want to be doing while you're on your purpose? While you grinding, wondering, did I text her enough today? Nobody have time for that fucking bullshit, guys. All right? So if you get that from a woman, knows you probably need to keep it moving once you fuck. All right, guys? Four, she introduces you to her kids very fast. Got to get you ready for them daddy duties, boy. All right, guys? So when you see a woman that does this, this letting you know that she is already trying to see how you're going to interact with her kids. All right, so what does this tell you? This tell you that you can expect a lot. This ain't gonna be the woman that when you say you coming over, she gonna go get a babysitter. No. This is gonna be the woman that when you come over, the kids drawing and coloring in the fucking living room while you at the fucking kitchen table like y'all one big fucking happy family. All right, this ain't the woman that think like, okay, this grown parents time, y'all go in the room and she, no. She probably had your ass in the living room throwing a football or something, playing with their goddamn ass or watching Barney on fucking TV with their ass, thinking like we trying to be one big fucking happy family. And don't be surprised when you call for a date, she talking about something, can we go somewhere that the kids can come and shit like that. All right, guys? So when you see a woman that's trying to introduce you to her kids, please believe it's just a matter of time before she wants some kitty dates. All right? This is the woman that when she comes over, or when you come over, she'll be sitting right there with the kids in the living room and want you to be sitting in that living room with them trying to familiarize yourself with them. All right, guys? Fuck that motherfucker. Keep it moving, guys. All right, number five, she's a bitch in hiding. This is the girl that you can kind of tell she got like a little sassy side, but when you check her, say somebody, you know, she try to play it off. Boy, I'm so crazy. Why you get so serious? I'm just playing with you. God, you so serious. God, you can't. Why I can't play with you? You so serious. When she say something sassy, and you don't think it's funny, and you just kind of give that look. Boy, you so sassy. I'm just joking with you. And can't you tell I'm joking with you? That bitch ain't joking. She dead ass serious. She's sending that representative out right now. It's too early. That bitch is just going to be right around the fucking corner. All right? That's who she really is. But since you saying something about it, she trying to play it off. No, bitch, you need to listen to them goddamn signs. That motherfucker crazy. And it's just a matter of time. This is going to be the woman that every time you turn around, she got something smart to say, sassy to say. All right, that's who the fuck she is. That's probably why she fucking single. So when you see that, probably need to keep it moving. And when you got these women like this, that's just they, like they these type of women that got these sarcasm type of personalities. Well, it's always some sassy and shit like that. You don't want to be dealing with them on that. Every time you turn around, that's just their personality. You'll have some friends like that that have that little sarcasm personality. You know, you can choose if you want to deal with friends like that or whatever. I really don't like people like that. I don't, laughing at my expense or always, I don't like that shit. All right? So that's a choice y'all can make. But when I see women like this, I keep it moving because I know it's only going to get worse. All right, guys? I don't like dealing with that bullshit. All right? And the last one, guys, is she does things that suggest she might be high maintenance. Right off the bat, guys, first thing you're going to know is if you get a girl that's like high maintenance, that might be high maintenance, if you have like a simple date or something, first date, nice glass of tea or glass of wine or something cheap. This bitch talking about some damn steakhouse. I'm a little hungry. I ain't eat yet. You mind we get something to eat? Now, yeah, that's that motherfucker right there. Want to go? That right there letting you know all right off the top. It's only going to get fucking worse, guys. All right, it's only going to get fucking worse. So when you see a woman like this, know that this is a prelude to her ass being high maintenance. Alright, your ass, after you get what you want, probably need to keep it fucking moving, guys. Alright, you don't want to get stuck down with these high men. It never fucking ends. It's a steakhouse now, it's Disney World next fucking week, guys. You never fucking make them happy, guys. Alright, guys. So when you see any one of those six red flags, guys, understand that, yeah, we fucked them hoes too. But you just gotta keep it fucking moving, guys. Keep it fucking moving. Alright, guys. Like the video, comment down below what you guys want to see next. Holla back.